to allow what is to be as it is, because it already is. That is the most powerful opening, voluntary opening. Death is an involuntary opening. To allow is a voluntary opening. To allow internally this moment to be as it is, the form that this moment takes, which changes all the time. And a lot of the time, people don't want the form that this moment takes. They want another moment. Not this, I want that. And when they get to that, they don't want that, because the mind structure always wants the next and more. Allow this moment internally to be as it is. And you will notice enormous power comes with that, which the ego, egoic little self, tells you, you will become powerless if you don't fight anymore. But you become empowered, and space is that which arises whenever you allow this moment to be, no matter what form it takes, because there's only one moment ever, which is this one. The form it takes changes. The moment doesn't change. It's a fallacy to believe that many more moments happen in your life. There's only ever this moment. Can't get out of this moment. But the form changes. There's the space of now, which is the space of consciousness, which is you. The form changes, and usually people resent the form it takes. It's not quite right yet. This isn't what I wanted. So there's an internal no to the form that this moment takes, which is keeps the little me going. But it's the story of no. The no keeps the story very much alive of me.
If I'm not fighting anymore, then the story will dissolve. Who am I without?
You bring a yes to now. With that, suddenly, there is space around what happens.
This is only a way of putting it, and that's an inner space, spaciousness.
So here's that annoying little thing happening again, and instead of the usual reaction,
there's simply the recognition that you cannot argue with what is. You can, but it's called suffering.
And then you internally you become aligned with whatever form this moment takes,
instead of reacting to the form that this moment takes, which strengthens your own form identity, the illusion of me.
The reaction keeps it going. Whatever the reaction is, complaint.
And so you bring a yes to now, uncompromising, because it is. Otherwise, you're accusing the universe of not doing a good job. You said, I could do better. This isn't how things should be. This isn't how life should, but it is. This is.
Now, don't mistake a mental interpretation of what is for what you need to allow.
Now, this is very important, because otherwise you might think that, let's say, you lost your money on the stock market. There may be one or two here who experienced the dark night of the soul. So, and that's good. It all makes sense. You lost 80% of your money, okay. And 80% of your sense of self, perhaps, that was part of what you possessed, is also dissolved. And now, what is it that you allow? Do you allow the story that, okay, I worked for nothing, I saved for the past 30 years, I've been working for nothing, I've had
3 marriages, they failed. Now I failed at this. My business empire has also collapsed. It's all been quite pointless, and it's too late now to start anything new. What could I possibly do now?